So I've got to take advantage of the fact that you're the head of the NCCN Committee on Hairy Cell Leukemia, and everybody I ask about hairy cell doesn't want to talk about it because they hardly see any patients. There's a newly approved agent, moxetumomab. It always interests me, an antibody drug conjugate. Very interesting drug. I don't know how many people end up getting to use it. Can you just reflect a little bit back on hairy cell itself, and what are some of the key questions that have come out that you've been discussing in this committee, and particularly what your thoughts were about this new agent?
Right. So I think your impression is pretty consistent with a lot of the discussion, and that is patients do very well with our standard treatments. Most of them go into remission. Those remissions are lasting a long time. We're still using purine analog monotherapy as first treatment for hairy cell. And we have other options. We have CD20 antibodies, which are used in the relapse setting. You know, one of the topics that has come up is, do we consider using purine analog with a CD20 antibody as a first treatment? There are data that have looked at the response rate and improved outcomes. It's hard to show improvement in outcomes when patients do so well with the purine analog monotherapy. So we have options of purine analogs. If patients relapse, we can retreat depending on how long their remission is with a purine analog or an alternative purine analog and a CD20 antibody. We have vemurafenib also that has activity in relapsed hairy cell. That can be also combined with a CD20 antibody. Now we have moxetumomab, which does have a significant toxicity profile. There are issues with hemolytic uremic syndrome. So it is challenging. I personally have not used it. It's recently been approved, but there have been reasonable challenges reported with it and toxicities reported with it. And I don't think there's been a lot of usage for it. But it nevertheless is an option for patients who have multiply relapsed hairy cell.
I'm just always interested when I hear about a new antibody drug conjugate, because you hear about so many. There's like three of them in breast cancer, a bunch of them out there right now. Some of the, always interested me, some of the side effects that you see. And this one, as you mentioned, hemolytic uremic syndrome. I'm not sure I've heard about that before. This is like conjugated to a Pseudomonas thing.
Right. So it's a Pseudomonas toxin. It shuts down protein synthesis. And there's a fair amount of hepatotoxicity that you can see with this agent. There was another agent that was also approved previously, and it was used. We tested it in CLL many years ago. Didn't have activity in CLL. And it's used for T-cell disease. It's an IL-2 conjugate that also had hepatotoxicity associated with it, and it was a similar. It wasn't a monoclonal antibody drug conjugate. It was a cytokine conjugate, but had toxicities similar to what we see with this moxetumomab.